control for the Black River Valley service. Matt, my name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Clubs. Next monthly meeting will be this coming Tuesday, October 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. The name of the radio license is not required to become a member. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
N2PFM, George, how you doing this evening? Hope your day went pretty good.
Oh, good evening, Bob, and anybody else listening to it. Yes, everything well. There's no saga to continue with the white van. Everything's doing all right, thank God. I don't know for how long, but at least for now it is. I did have on and off mixtures of rain and snow with a few periods of sunshine today. It's at 32 degrees right now. The temperature range today is 32 to 42. That 42 was at midnight last night. And we'll see what's going to happen. It's supposed to get down to 23 tonight and 20 tomorrow night. We'll see what's going to happen. So far there's no advisories or warnings issued out of Watertown or the Weather Service there or anything, so let's hope that it stays that way. And with that we'll say God bless. 73 is on 2 PFM, clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I think this note today was a pardon me, a teaser. Did the same thing basically here. It snowed, well, for the most part all day long, on and off. Every once in a while we got a glimpse of the sun and a little bit of wind and then clouds and more snow. But it didn't accumulate. This morning I think was the biggest accumulation, probably about 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And it almost covered the lawn here. It had things just about turning white, but after that it seemed like it just did it mainly to say, hey, I'm here and I'm coming. So with that, well, hope you had a pretty good day today and stayed warm. I know we did here. I played around with a couple things in the garage and did a little organizing and whatever. I'm always trying to improve that situation and gain a little and lose a little. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, George. You have a good evening. This is N5ALW, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2NVU.
Hey, two more. KC2NVU, Ray. KC2WI, Pete. Pete, how you doing today? I hope your cold situation or whatever is getting a bit better for you. I've been fighting that for a while.
KC2WI, well, no. I felt better. I said, well, it looks like I'm getting over that. I guess I don't have to go to the doctor. And I feel crummy today, so next week I guess I'm going to go. Probably have to wait until the middle of the week. I got to go up to Lake Pleasant and take care of some stuff for my dad. And so I'll probably call and then make an appointment and then go hopefully maybe Wednesday, but yeah. Anyway, working a New York QSO party today. I didn't do as good as I had hoped. I'm doing some PSK here. I don't particularly like this mode, I've decided.
Well, I can understand that, Pete. I forgot all about it. I was going to see what kind of activity it brought about and never got to it. In fact, I turned the HF rig on and forgot about it. Went out in the garage and got working with that, so I didn't get anywhere with it either.
Let's see. I really need either two computers or at least two monitors, because I'm running this New York QSO party log and I'm running PSK31 with DigiPan. You know, the two programs don't talk to each other. I don't think there's any way you can make them talk to each other. I don't know. There's logging capabilities into, I guess, I don't know if there is in DigiPan. But then I'd have to merge the logs and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, one window always pops up on the top of the other one. Pain in the butt. When I go to digital on the 746 Pro, it's really just upper sideband. There is a digital mode if you push it, which sets the widest bandwidth and stuff like that, but the stupid radio does not tell you know, whatever's connected to it that it's in digital mode. The only way you get it to go in digital mode is to put it in RIDI, and nobody does that now. You just use the sound card. So it's a stupid lack of proper programming on the 746 Pro. Maybe they fix that in newer radios. I don't know. So it's annoying. So whenever I'm on digital mode, I gotta go into the settings on the N3FJP New York QSO Party Contest log and change the settings to say that I have no rig control. Otherwise, if I go to the mode, I switch it from phone to digital, it immediately switches back, you know, within half a second when the next poll. So, yeah, you know, that's the way it goes. Anyway, well, I thought about the middle of the day here, when things slowed down. You know, the sun would sort of come out, and well, maybe I ought to just quit and go out and get another cord of wood. Just about every time I looked up, you know, a few minutes later, it was raining again, so I never did do that. But anyway, that's the scoop here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I know what you mean. I was in the garage a few times today, back and forth, and well, I'll tell you what, it was frustrating, just to say the least. You know, you get a little bit of sun, and then you look out again, and it's up here. It was snowing like crazy. It wasn't anything heavy, but just snowing, and really coming down, just an annoying snow. Didn't stick, didn't do anything. So I know what you mean there. Well, yeah, I was thinking about what you were saying with the 746. Had to be totally frustrating, I think, that that kind of situation where you're wrestling around with it doesn't really make it fun, and you don't accomplish a whole lot with it more than frustration. So, all right, well, thank you for checking in, Pete. I hope you have a good evening, and maybe getting to the doctor to help you with that. Boy, I'll tell you what, you've been wrestling with that for a while. Might be worthwhile just to go in and find out what the heck's going on. Maybe they got something that'll help you out with it. Okay, well, you take care and chat with you again another time. KC2NBU, Ray, how are you doing?
Good, we got 29 degrees up on the hill here. Just went to town and gassed up and got a gallon of milk. So, it said 29 coming down the hill and 30 in town. So, looking forward to calling it a day. Over.
Now, Roger, I know what you mean. It's dropping down. It never really got too high today anyway. I think the high here might have been... Geez, I think at one point when I looked, it was 38. Seemed like it was warm. No, it wasn't warm. It was morning. Matter of fact, it was just barely 33. So we had that stretch in between, but I don't know what it is now. I didn't check before we get onto the net, but certainly going to drop, and I guess their temperature forecast is fairly accurate. And I think overnight tomorrow is going to be around 20, so it's dropping down. It's letting us know it's coming, Ray, so I don't know what else we can do other than ride along with it and dress warm. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. Make another call, see if anyone else cares to join us. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Band. Looking for additional check-ins. Well, my day was relatively simple. I got up, I had breakfast, and then went to get in the garage and further try to organize what I had upstairs, and downstairs was a partial nightmare. That seems to be an ongoing saga. Worked on that a bit to straighten it out. Felt pretty good about it. Went back to the house, had some more coffee, thought about what else I might do. And that's a good thing I had the furnace on, because I'll tell you what, it was a bit chilly and a bit damp this morning, but at least it dried and got reasonably comfortable. So that was pretty much it. This afternoon I got in, warmed up, had some more coffee, got on the computer, and that was it. So, okay, I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW.
Sir. KD2AIT, good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, Jeff. I hope you're enjoying camp and getting out in this fantastic weather. But I'm sure, you know, there's always ways to enjoy it. So, how's things with you, Jeff?
Good evening, KD2AIT. Pretty good here. I've been really busy all week. This is why I haven't been on any of the nets. We have a renovation project going on at the house, and it's kind of taking all my free time. And then this weekend's opening muzzleloader season, so I've been up here pretty much sitting by myself out in the woods twiddling my thumbs because the deer are somewhere else. But anyway, we have a little thin layer of, I don't know if you call it snow or sleet or something in between here, on the ground up at camp at 31 degrees. And it's kind of chilly out, but it's nice in the camp here. It's 70 degrees, so I can't complain. That's about it. So KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Well, I'm glad you're staying warm, and as for the deer, they may be doing the same, you know. This kind of startles all of us. They probably found a nice nestled bed under a pine tree, and just seems like they have a penchant for doing that. I know when I was going to different places around in the brush and in the woods, I seen remnants of where they made a bed overnight, so it's probably their motive operandus at that point. Well, I hope your weekend turns out well, and I hope that kitchen turns out good for you the way you want it to go. 73, you have a good evening. I'll make a final call. Anyone else care to join us? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? now calls the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff, Ray, Pete, and George for checking in this evening. 73 to everyone and 73 to all that listen. This is N5AOW Clear.
KD2AIT, are you still getting a lot of interference from Rochester?
Every time I key up, I key them up as well. It's a very powerful repeater, and without that TL tone on it, anybody that keys up down my way brings them up. So, and of course, they're very strong, so they wipe out any signal from your end of it, Jeff. And to answer me, please wait for the tail drop.
Roger. I just wanted to let you know that we did contact somebody from the club there, and they're working to get that, their decoder back in operation. And we're also working on other solutions on our end, too. We have a meeting this Tuesday about it. So it's, we're not ignoring it. It's just the wheels of this grind a little slowly. KD2AAT.
Yeah, okay, Jeff, very good. Yeah, I heard about half of what you see. Once in a while I get lost up because when the Boonville tail drops, it's usually pretty much clear. Only tonight, right after that, after I talked to you, when yours repeater cleared, there's an ID, so I kept it wiped out a little bit more. But I heard most of what you said. I know you got a meeting, and yeah, I do think if they can put a deal on the output of your repeater, I think that would help. I think. I'm not really sure, but I think it would. Okay, very good. Let me make one more try here. Are there any stations that would like to check in tonight? And of course, I've got you already, Jeff. Okay, any other stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic? Up to the tail drops, please. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.